in San Diego County in California, howling 90-mile-an-hour winds, boosted up by global warming and climate change, just like Hurricane Katrina was, have created a hurricane of fire that has displaced 1 million people from their homes.
If they say I never loved you.
Homes are going up in smoke that cost millions of dollars to build. And because of this, national attention is riveted on the area in flames. Aid is flowing. Both the governor and the president have declared an emergency. Evacuees in Qualcomm Stadium are getting all kinds of things that people evacuated from Hurricane Katrina in the Superdome never dreamed of. Things like food and water, coffee from Starbucks, yoga classes, the free massages. It was hard enough to find a toilet that wasn't overflowing with shit in the Superdome. Even in the Qualcomm Stadium, even after watching their multi-million dollar homes go up in smoke, residents of places like Malibu are still living in the lap of luxury. You know, I'll bet a lot of the people from the lower Ninth Ward in New Orleans sure wish they'd had yoga classes, massages, coffee from Starbucks, plenty of food and water, clean toilets, and all the rest of that in a Superdome. We haven't had any problems with people fleeing homes in Malibu, being told they can't cross a bridge over a river into a neighboring community. We haven't had the white racist militias goose-stepping around. The government says they learned from Hurricane Katrina. Well, one of the things they learned was to look after their own. You can tell a lot about who a government cares about by looking at how people are treated during a natural disaster or a public emergency. It'll be interesting to see if the coffee from Starbucks keeps flowing, if the fires spread in the black and brown neighborhoods, or will Starbucks suddenly run out of coffee? Will the masseurs suddenly become tired? Will the yoga classes suddenly become oversubscribed? The food and water run out? And the toilets fill up with shit like in the Superdome, and conditions just continue to deteriorate like they did in New Orleans when poor neighborhoods were buried under 10 feet of water. And you just know that in a year or two, these homes of the super rich will rise like a phoenix from the ashes, while public housing projects in New Orleans remain boarded up. The wealthy in Malibu will rebuild, but public housing in New Orleans will probably remain boarded up long after the mansions of California rise again.